Welcome to the Florida Grown Femme Podcast,
where best friends Janet and Sage cover everything from sex to Starbucks.
Grab a coffee and join.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Florida Grown Femmes. I'm Janet.
And I'm Sage.
And today we have a very special guest, a very close friend of, well, closer to Sage than to me, but a close friend of ours. We have Micah Augustine in the house.
Yo.
For those of you who don't know who Micah is, actually, well, Sage, why don't you intro Micah?
Well, I've known Micah since the day she was born because she happens to be my sister.
Yo. We got blood in the house. So the reason that we have Micah in the house today, if you remember at the end of last week's episode, we finished out the episode with, as you guys know, Sage and I, we're millennials, and maybe some of you aren't aware, but we've been attacked.
We under attack.
Under attack by Gen Z on social media, where they came out as harsh. And this is why it hurts to cut deep. They found us who we are, and they poked it. And what they came out as, where they were like, you know what? Millennials, they can't give up their skinny jeans or their side parts. Oh, I'm attacked. That's me. So we decided we needed to bring in a Gen Zer. So
we have an expert here tonight on what it means to be Gen Z to help us millennials catch up and figure out what we're doing wrong.
What we doing. And Sage, can you give like a little date, like year breakdown roughly of what they say like our generational years are?
So millennials, we were, you know, mid-80s. Mid-90s, yeah. Born. And then the Gen Z was born late 90s into the 2010s. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. So like main difference is like millennials, we didn't have internet for a minute in our lives, most likely. But Gen Z, yeah, they definitely had internet available to them their whole lives. Right. I guess would be the only major.
I mean, we remember having flip phones. Yeah, millennials.
Wrong, because I had a razor.
That was mine. I was so excited.
But you didn't have the Nokia one, like the one that they say is like a brick where you like throw out people and hurt them.
No, she had the
phone,
razor.
So I did not have a trap phone.
Okay. So, hey, don't hate on Snake. That was fun.
Was that your first cell phone? Was a flip phone razor? Was that your first phone?
Yeah, it wasn't even turned on. They were like, here, play with it. So, but it's still a phone, okay.
I mean, she's going with the technicalities.
That's amazing. No, mine was, I can't even remember. My old first phone was like literally like, it looked like a landline phone. Yep. It just didn't have a cord. Yeah. Like my dad had that and was like.
Snake, remember?
Yeah, like that was the
Snake
game we
was
got.
Where it was at. And you had only a certain amount of text messages, and every time it cost you like 25 cents. Oh my God.
I remember.
So stressful.
You only could have like 100 texts a month.
That was a lot, too.
That was a lot.
Not if you were like me on a track phone. You were really pinching your track phone pennies. I'm saying.
Track phone pennies. Okay, so I think I have a question from millennial to Gen Zer. My skinny jeans. You guys came at our skinny jeans. My question is it because our jean styles, we only wear skinny jeans, or is it because as a bottom, we only wear jeans, like not skirts and stuff? Why?
I feel like we were hating a tad bit because like we have to do the high-waisted skinny jeans and y'all was rocking just regular skinny jeans and it was like, no. But we definitely have the high waist. I mean, we wear skinny jeans now, so they were coming for you, but I'm probably just mad.
They just mad.
But we're all like, kind of. I think a lot of women,
but not
are like
them skinny
grateful.
Jeans on the hip type. Like, pull it up a little bit. I think maybe that's it.
Oh yeah, we didn't like that either.
No,
though.
Right.
So but, that's the problem.
I mean, skinny jeans are still in though.
Skinny jeans are still in. Definitely. So that's not the problem. It's that we're just not doing it right.
Put them up a little bit.
We gotta pull them up a little bit.
I'm gonna comment on the side part though.
Oh my God. That is, I didn't realize either that like, yeah, we got our side part down. That is like that is an age thing. I see everybody doing the middle part.
Right. Cause we hit the middle part.
Is that like you see it? But yeah, you see me and you're like, that's a millennial. That's a 30-year. Like, she ain't got, there's nothing there.
Side part me, she 30.
Like, there's no guessing there. She 30. Well, I guess my question is, are there Gen Zers with side parts? When did that go out?
I mean, personally, I wear my hair to the side. Because, like, when you got a big five head, the middle part only works so much. So, right. That's what I'm saying.
That's why the bangs came back, too, for a minute.
Right, they did, and we be hitting the bangs. But, I mean, I wear a side part, so.
What would you say, other than skinny jeans, so we got yoga pants, we got our skinny jeans. I feel like the thing that I don't see, I guess it's us wearing, are like the biker shorts. I feel like a lot of the millennials, we're not wearing those. I see you guys wearing those.
Oh,
and stuff.
Another thing Gen Z hit, and it's like, what are you doing? It's the Nikes, the Air Forces, the Air Force Ones with the dresses and all. Like, that's 100% Gen Z. It's like,
came back the dresses.
Take it back. Take it back.
I did see that on social.
Yeah, that's a thing. Okay, that's a thing. Okay, yeah, okay. They hit that hard.
But can I just say something about the biker shorts? Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, though,
comfortable.
Okay.
Leggings are too long.
They are comfortable. They
and
are
even if like you wear it, like if you got the thigh rubbing issue and you want to wear it under something, it really helps.
You know, what I was just thinking though is growing up. This again goes back to the Kardashian era. Like, we grew up in the era where we still need to be super skinny, and our jeans were low for a reason because we were supposed to show off the flattest stomach in the world. We need to be on cocaine and drugs to have the hips sticking out model look in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
Christina. And I think we've all been afraid of, because also we weren't allowed to have curves until Kim came in. And so we weren't allowed to have an ass. In biker shorts, you have an ass no matter what. There he goes.
Biker shorts are so neutral. Like, put on a big t-shirt and some shoes, look good. Put on a crop top, some cute sandals, look good. Like,
we just didn't have that option.
No,
you know what I mean?
We came through and we stepped the game up. It is what it is.
I feel like it is kind of a comfort thing too, though, you know?
Yeah, okay. Because it's I don't know, but here, it's Florida, leggings are not permissible all the time.
Right.
I need some in between.
That's some comfort, but some breeze.
And don't get it twisted, because the biker shorts, some of them got the pockets on the side.
Yeah.
So
for your phone and stuff. Yeah. That is really convenient.
That little piece that you got. Like, millennial. Oh, you want to know how I knew you were 30? You want to know how I knew you were 30? Millennial. Yeah, it's a phone wrap. Yes.
Okay, she's saying it because I have a string on a phone case that has a cord attached to it, so it hangs on my body.
Inserts photo here.
Millennials are being attacked.
And honestly, it's not about fashion. It's about practicality for me.
Okay, hold on. We're moving on from fashion, because the other thing, you just hit on something that I think is kind of funny. We're like, okay, Gen Z, you doing it better. I'll give you guys this. So let's talk about social media. I think the one difference maybe there's a difference in stuff. What do you think your generation, your social apps are? Like, what main ones that you guys are on?
Instagram.
Still.
What do you say?
But we have Facebook turned up also. We get Facebook turned.
I honestly remember you saying at one point, years ago, Facebook is for old people.
You quoted me. And that's, if you don't have the right friends on Facebook is for the elderly. It's an easy app to use, so it works perfect for them. But I mean, Facebook is Comedy Central. I'm Facebook and Twitter ultimately.
Oh, okay, and that is the difference right there. My Facebook is political, and Micah's my Facebook's turned up.
No, that political block mute.
Yeah. I feel like you guys aren't afraid to mute and unfollow people as much as millennials are.
No.
Yeah.
We're just
Because I mean, I can still see you at Easter. It's fine.
The other thing is,
it's fine.
Do you feel like you follow a lot of strangers on Instagram? Because I think that's the other difference.
They are strangers because I don't know them. But I would say our generation definitely is into the famous people. We definitely
influencers.
I was playing Buzz, this card game Buzz. Shout out them, it's a fun game. And the card was everybody who follows Beyonce on Instagram, take a shot. And we're all looking at each other
that's everybody.
Shots. So just that. I mean, if you were playing that with
True.
I mean, do y'all follow Beyonce on Instagram?
I follow B.
Like, no, that's right. Like,
yeah, it's okay.
I follow other famous people. First of all, I'm the oldest in the room. Okay. So I think I used to follow her and I didn't anymore.
You feel me though? So that's just one thing. Yeah, we do follow a lot of strangers. Or like you meet a girl in the bathroom at the club and you're like, I'm here. Okay, you add me, and then like never see each other again. But you're like, oh, I know this girl from Ebor. Like, like
this one time in the bathroom.
Facebook started for us,
yeah. Though,
which I think is why we feel like it's people? Out of hand.
Wasn't Facebook? Didn't he make it just for college?
It did, but by the time that we got it, mm-hmm. it was for
all I know is I snuck
2008.
On MySpace. High school. I snuck on MySpace. I'm sorry.
Like,
mom.
High school
mom,
was...
My mom did find it. Yeah.
Well, also, we were... Facebook, it was, like, a big deal. Like, you either chose in the beginning MySpace or Facebook, and then it was, like, a big deal to transition to Facebook, because it was right. like, oh, you're giving up your MySpace, but what about all your photos?
What like, about the song for your profile? Yeah. Like, why doesn't Facebook have that?
Facebook, can I have that, though? That didn't need to go away. I want people to know what my favorite song is right now. Like, I want to know what people know.
Maybe I would actually go look at people's pages.
They put that on Instagram already, where it's like actually on Tinder, where it's like, these are my favorite artists, like, do we vibe and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I need to see that on your profile. I want to know. We can bring that back, Zuckerberg. You listening? Okay, so okay. Oh, one other question though. So are you guys still on Snapchat? That would be my only other thing. Is Snapchat
Snapchat is definitely like, so I said that Instagram, Facebook are most popular, but I would say we use Snapchat like daily life, and that's for like
it's
little,
like texting.
It's
almost.
Exactly. It's for like little things. Do you see, like look at what happened when I woke up. Like it's just.
Do you feel like you text or do you snap more?
It depends if you have an iPhone or an Android. Because I have friends where we talk on iPhone, iMessage because they have an iPhone, but I have a friend that me and her only ever would talk on Snapchat because she don't have an iPhone. So.
I feel that. I get
you
that.
You feel me? Because if you can't, I get if that, I can't see emojis the way I sent them, I don't want to see them. Emojis might be our thing too. Might be.
See, I heard that was a millennial thing too because we use them too many times.
No, we only use the laugh cry emoji, and they were upset about that too. But I can't stop. I feel like I'm addicted to that emoji because it just covers all ranges of my emotions. Yeah.
I use all the emojis.
I so same.
What are your favorite emojis?
It would be like the crooked like face, or the one that is like smiling like with the little tear.
Yes, that one.
Like scratches the hand like.
I love that one too.
And then a little smiley doing like little hearts around him like.
Oh yeah, that one a lot. I feel like the star is my main emoji.
I mean, the peach emoji gotta be yours.
That is on the favorite. On the favorites, like.
Okay, I have some serious questions.
Oh boy.
Because I just, for the audience here, I have two Gen Z sisters. And when the three of us get together, sometimes I'm like, I don't even know if I understand what's happening right now.
Shout out Bethany.
Shout out
Tara. Now we all shout her out. Shout out Bethany. Here in spirit.
Okay, speaking of Bethany, one thing she says to me all the time, and I don't understand what she's saying, and I need your help.
Go.
Is she says, say less. Now, does that mean I should...
So hold on, slow down. So for the audience, Bethany is telling Sage after she says something, say less. S-A-Y.
That's like her response to what I said.
So like you invite me out on a Friday night and you're like, we're going to be there at 10. Like, what's up? You trying to slide? I'm going to be like, say less. That means, yeah.
So you're going to go. Okay. But like, what if I said something a little bit controversial and you said say less? Does that mean you agree with me or I should stop talking?
Well, it depends what, like, do I agree with your controversial statement or not?
But you said say less.
But, okay, so if it's something that I agree with, it's like, say less, like, agree. If it's something I disagree with, I'd be like, say less, that's how you feel, okay.
Oh, like, so I really need context. Oh,
yeah. So when we're talking about, like, RBG, say less. I already know all this.
Yeah.
Man, but that's a confusing
but
one.
But if you want to get spicy, though, with the say less, you know, you in it with someone, and they're like, say less, you'd be like, less is said. And then, last word, and what they finna say, nothing. But that's for the people that like the last word, me.
Okay, but I only say less is said if I'm trying to, like end it. I'm trying to be the last word.
Like, what are you about to say that back? Nothing.
But if somebody says say less, my response is just nothing, or I say like right, cool. Just say
like,
nothing.
Bet.
Okay, I say bet.
Yeah, bet.
All right, Bethany, look out. I'm gonna start saying bet. Okay. Next one I have a question about. Snatched?
Oh, waste. Summer's coming. Snatch is like, well, you could use snatch in two different ways. A lot of time right now, we're using it like body wise. So like her waist is snatched, like real petite, nice, like, you know.
She's
like,
working out. You look snatched right now.
Yeah, you look snatched. Jana snatch.
Okay, Jana looks snatched.
Right, perfect example. Then the other thing is like, oh, well, she got her like, she got her man snatched. Like,
oh, okay, that's look. Like what so snatch like how we would snatch and then snatch. Oh,
and like you look good,
like extension snatch.
Okay,
like
okay, exactly. Okay. What about bussing?
Oh, bussing is like. Oh, the dinner we had tonight. It was bussing. Like it was good.
Enjoyable.
It was fire.
Enjoy. You can't use slang. Sorry.
Okay.
The buzzing. It was fire.
Extraordinary. Phenomenal.
Extraordinary. Okay.
Out of this world.
So the song buzzing.
What about, do you know this one? We Move?
Okay, so who tricked you to put that on the list?
I told you that wasn't a real one.
Damn it. Okay, never mind.
Let's go back to your question. How do you know I'm 30?
I don't even know if it's a real slang right now. No, okay, skip that one. Apparently that's not a slang. What about bussin'?
We just did bussin'.
Oh my god, I'm 30.
Pregnancy
You're ring. Pregnancy ring.
Okay.
But what about bussin'?
They're making fun of me so hard. No. I did not know this episode was going to feel like this. Okay, what about for me?
Okay, so like...
Can you use it in a sentence? Because I don't even know how to use that in a sentence.
So...
You just said it on the way to the grocery store.
Right? I did. I don't remember about what though. I would say like, you know...
Like it's for... Like this. Okay, thing, like... This thing's just for me.
Yeah. So, like, if you made, we'll go back to dinner. If you made a really good dinner, I would tell you, like, it was a dinner for me. Like,
oh, if it's a good song, though,
oh, like, for me. It's the song for me. Like, you know, I had a glass of wine at dinner last night, and it just...
The house thing, that was the perfect example. Perfect. It's the stairs, the mansion next door.
Oh, yeah, The mansion next door got a whole walkway, an up-top lifted walkway from one side of the house to the other side of the house. And I was like, you know, it's the walkway for me.
Like, love it.
So, okay. Like, that's the best
part in the middle of the island.
We're highlighting this feature over here.
Yeah. That okay. One is lit, though, because...
Oh, I like that. So, like, anything you like on somebody, like, yeah. Oh, it's like, the...
Sometimes it can backfire. I was in the bar and I described a bunch of tattoos, and I mean, she was fine with the tattoos. So I was like, it's the tattoos for me. But she, like, sometimes people could think that you're trying to be funny and trying to be like,
oh, sarcastic.
Yeah. So she, like, you know, was like, are you being funny? I'm like, no.
Like, no, I like the tattoos.
Yeah, like that.
So we have to be careful when we use this one.
Gotta use her tone.
Tone is everything for me.
And also, if you don't know strangers, that's the thing. Strangers don't know it. That's no matter what sarcasm. You gotta watch out.
Okay, but I really feel like say less and for me, I have to be careful with.
For me is all... Right, because you could be in the middle and someone could, like, and you like, it's the attitude for me.
Oh, I want to remember that line.
Oh, that's a future mommy one for you. That's a future mommy one for you.
I'm about to use it right on myself right now.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead.
Tell me.
I was just going to say, I thought of another one. Like, I was told this. Like, this man was like, you need to lose your tude. And I was like, I don't have an attitude. He's talking about, I know. You just got the tude right now. You haven't made it to the attitude.
Oh.
It was
the pre-attitude.
Yeah, that's a good one. Tude.
Okay, like and that. What about bet?
Bet is like, it's a synonym for say less.
Okay. Almost like Bible, it sounds
that,
like.
Synonyms are like words.
Yeah.
I know my stuff. But it's like a synonym for say less, like bet. Oh, but bet can be used like, you know, you arguing with someone and he says something slick and you're like, bet. And then they respond, you're like, nope, I said bet, I'm not texting. No.
It really is like a gamble. Like, it is like you're betting on it.
These are, like, so kind of, and bet can mean, like, if you're arguing and you say bet, you're going to be like, wait, bet, like, what are you about to go do?
Bet on this. I'm going to bet you're going to take this trash out. I'm going to use this.
Okay.
Can't wait.
All right. And Jen, do you have any other slang words you confuse on? I think it was say less for me.
It was spin up.
Oh,
no, that's right.
I can learn. You can teach a millennial new tricks.
I think it was finna for me, because I feel like in different contexts, I lose it.
So this is a huge debate, and like, I just want to know, like, you can look it up. It's like now been added to the dictionary. Mom. But finna, like, I'm fixing to. I'm going to. Mm-hmm. I'm about to. I'm finna do this. I'm finna go do that.
Because I literally see finna everywhere, and I'm like, I feel like I understand it in the context, but I don't need to. I can't be asking.
Can you please explain?
Also, Google, you can't trust. Them. Know the words.
Okay, I do have another question. Yeah. So, for us millennials, the cool thing as a millennial to be was a hipster
in our day.
Okay,
in our day.
What, like, who are,
like, 22, that song, like, 22 and Taylor Swift, like, she was, like, all the hipsters going out at night, like, that used to be
what, that was the goal, like, you were trying to be,
like, if you weren't trying to be a hipster, but if someone called you a hipster, you're like, hey.
Yeah, but you had to pretend like you didn't like it.
Yeah, what would I guess, what's your generation?
Yeah, what do you put it, what's, like, the goal in Gen Z, like, who are the people to emulate,
I guess,
I really feel like, We like a good time, if that makes sense. Like, I mean, we're huge into, like, social interaction, boat parties. Like, so...
Okay, I can get down with the boat party.
So, like, you know... Sage's always been down with the boat party.
Yeah, so, like, I would say just, like, good vibes. Like, you want to be a person that is, like...
Got a good
vibe. Lit all the time. Like, I was hanging out with some people the other night, and they're, like, about to go on a boat, and they're like, wait, you want to come? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, hold on, like, we got to see if you're lit, like, dance. And I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, I
would
have just left.
Girl, I had to bust it down right there. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
Maya's like, well, I had to do, you know?
There is a guy. Like, why not?
Brady might be throwing trophies. I got to go.
For real. Okay. That was the most important thing I ever seen in my life.
But I would just say that. I would also say this generation, like, I'm not going to put myself specifically into that, but, like, they're a lot into, like, designer. Like, they're into looking nice. Like, they're into. So I would say, like, you know, and that's not, that's them. But I'm, that I would say is that that's huge.
Influencers,
like,
I mean, are the new hipsters.
Yeah, like labels. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm.
Influencers are the new hipsters.
I mean, I was wondering. Rappers, baby mamas, like, they're obsessed with them. And but I love Walmart, like, still, so I can't relate. But, you know, so I would say my generation took that and they ran with it. Like,
yeah, so it's like you need to be an influencer. Like, the goal is, like, be an influencer, but being an influencer means you have a good vibe.
I also want to say,
means you got to be. You got to be worth following if you got that many followers.
But we took entrepreneurship out. We took it and we ran.
Yeah,
like, that's a huge thing for us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm sorry, guys, if you're listening. I take that being so much of a party back. But, like, I would say, like, we are the generation of, like, entrepreneurs. Because,
I think so, too.
I mean, like, like, whether it's YouTube, I mean.
I think you guys just made it better. To be honest, I feel like millennials, because that was what we were known for, was that we, in the beginning, was that we were lazy. But what our counter was, no, we're just going out for ourselves.
Right.
You guys learned how to market yourselves and use social to market faster than
And took on so many different platforms. I mean, TikTok. I know people like
they understand branding. That's the thing.
You checks guys, from TikTok. Yeah.
They didn't even know TikTok.
Well, no, like they understand branding in a way that, like, I didn't understand branding until college, because it was literally a marketing thing. And now it's you're branding yourself, because look at them. They're becoming YouTube stars at 9 until 18. JoJo Suya, like, making all the money.
I do feel like as millennials, though, we were kind of taught to, like, be for the group as well. Like, we started the participation trophies, and so I feel like we were the group. Like, we're, like, also, like, looking out for each other and looking out for people. Like, kind of started the social thing, like social awareness, stuff. Social injustice. I feel like. And then I feel like Gen Z, you guys have taken that to another level, but, like, also with, like, the branding and the,
well, I think it also, with that, like, you know, also our generation as millennials, we still also got a lot of caution with our internet. Like, we were really told for a long time not to put ourselves out there. Like, our first and last name was something we were never, ever supposed to put on the internet.
Yeah, you're
and, like, here we are with our Instagrams with our full names or whatever.
Yeah.
That you guys didn't have that fear of the internet. Like, I think some of us. Like, we did. Like, we got really told, like, everybody knows that they're predators now on the internet and stuff.
Right.
But with our generation, it was like, how are they going to get you? And now you guys know. So you're like, oh, we already know how to do this. So we're just going to work around them. Yeah, like, we're just going to block this bitch. Like, they already figured it out. We were like, do we? Like,
y'all really do be taking care of yourself on the internet.
Well, the other thing, too, is, like, I would say Gen Z has, like, gotten their social activism to the the spotlight faster than millennials never were known for their social activism. It's the Gen Zers that have been like getting in the forefront for a lot of it as well.
Yeah.
I think we didn't realize how to do it.
Yeah.
We didn't realize how to do it. And then they were like, oh, it's social media. Boom.
You know, we're like,
we'll donate.
You know what I mean? We're at that stage.
We're behind you, Greta. We're behind you, Greta.
Thanks, Greta.
Greta.
You carry the torch for us. We're real proud of you. I feel like millennials are like, for the most part, pretty proud of the Gen Zers. And like, when you came at our side parts, we're like, why?
We were friends. Last thing. So we've been living in the COVID life, right?
The past whatever. Very much so.
And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes they're blaming millennials, sometimes, and then they started blaming Gen Z,
like your college kids,
yeah, and saying like, y'all don't give a shit because you're spreading the COVID and everything. And do you like, how do you feel about that? Do you think it's true, false?
Are you upset
that everybody's like,
what are your thoughts? You know,
pointing out fingers at the Gen Z?
Personally, I would say that, yeah, we might have spread a little bit. So I would say, like, you know, no one has a mask on in the social settings, like in the bar. Right.
We also probably should note that, like, again, we are in Florida.
We are
in Florida, so
but we does not represent Gen Z everywhere.
Yeah, right. And I do just want to say about, you know, the COVID thing too, that I mean, I would say like our generation is really like, they're set, like they're hard-headed. I mean, you either agree or you don't, and if you don't, then that's what it is, like, you know what I mean? So I would say that that's the other thing. Me personally, even if I don't feel like it's necessary for me to have a mask on socially, I don't want to feel awkward, if that makes sense, because there's been a pressure on us in the last year, and I'll put one on anyways, because it's not hurting me, and if it makes you feel comfortable, then I'll wear it, but, you know, but what's crazy is, though, I want to say the people that are pointing fingers that, you know, it might be Generation Z or Millennials, it's them.
Yeah. Boomers.
Who's the one after boomers?
No, it's the no, they did. It goes. They
it goes.
On.
It goes. Gen Z, Millennial, Gen X, Boomer.
Oh,
and then what was
so? I would like to point out the baby boomers, because, like, let's be real, y'all are all like, they want me to wear a mask. I'm not wearing one. You guys are gonna take away my freedom. Next will be my guns. Next will be my house. Next
will be my car and my children. The common enemy.
Like, and yeah. So, and frankly, yeah. So I would say let's just go.
It wasn't Gen Z.
I would say as humans, we all have a pretty good participation in adding to it, making it worse or making it better. Like, it's all around the board.
I also felt like it was more of a personal thing than a generational thing.
Yeah.
But you did hear them, like, shouting out Gen Z.
Baby boomers also were kind of shouting out millennials, too.
And it's crazy because they're the ones that be like, I have a medical condition, so I can't wear it. Okay. Right. Bet.
Say less. Let's call your doctor. I'm going to hear about this medical condition. All right. This episode has been absolutely amazing. I think we could probably go on for another 20 minutes and talk about different slang words and all the differences between us and stuff. But I think this is a great time to, one, Micah, thank you so much for joining us on Florida Grown Femmes today.
Thank you for having me.
It was so fun having you. And next week we have a very, very fun episode for you. For some people in our nation might be celebrating a certain holiday. So our next podcast will be dropping on April 19th, close to April 20th. And Sage, why don't you let our audience know what our question is, what our topic will be?
Well, Janet, the question is, you want to light up?
Let's pass the J. All right. Until next time, friend, we'll see you next week. Until then, please subscribe to all of our podcast stations and leave us a review or comment. You can go into our social channels on Florida Grown Femme Podcast and talk to us there. We love hearing from you guys.
Yes.
And if we forgot
any slang words, hit us in the comments. We need to learn more.
You need Micah to explain something, holler at us. We'll call her for you.
She'll be in the comments.
I know that's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.